Twilight in West Virginia, 6 o'clock mine report. Burgoo mine number 3 will work. Burgoo mine number 3 will work tomorrow. Consol number 2 will not work. Consol number 2 will not work tomorrow.
I knew right away she was a force. She was someone completely lacking in pretense. And she was a delight. In my all too serious correspondence with her in preparation for my visiting professor role, Irene slipped me a poem that she'd been working on, just for funsies, she said. And I found out later from people who knew her well that this spark and the spirit of generosity was Irene's way of being in the world.
I discover things in the poems when I read them that I didn't know I knew. Yeah.
How does that happen?
You can see that your brain waves change when you get in a more peaceful and trance-like state. And when you're writing, and I imagine that when you're creating any kind of artwork, your brain waves change enormously, and you're clicking on all cylinders for that short period of time. But most of us can't sustain that for a long period of time. So you finish the poem, then you come back to your daily self, and then you read the poem and you say, oh, I didn't know I knew that, because you were working at high speed and working with both your rational mind and your emotions and your spirit, not just your rational mind alone.
Irene read me this poem on the phone in early November of 2011. She was very tired and in a lot of pain, and the progress of her disease had accelerated. She told me she thought she no longer had access to her poetic voice. And then she read me this poem. To my reader, there's a passage through the night where someone awards me, hangs the tassel of distress off to the side, and replaces it with a badge, indicating that I did one thing right by continuing what I'd started when I didn't know it had begun, and I was sure of no reward. Blessings were not forthcoming. The path is aerial, seen from above. I startle myself and feel I have no choice but to proceed by inches. I pull down the magic curtain, curb the car, get in and drive, coaxing the pattern to relief. And you have been with me through the long and hateful night, although you are only a shadow.
Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams. Now Irene has 2 dresses. Irene has 2 gowns. And when they're both in the laundry, Irene is the talk of the town. Irene, good night.
Have you had enough darkness yet? No, I haven't had enough darkness. Have you had enough fire? Maybe. Enough wind and rain? Enough black ink? Ask me again, later. Have you had enough sugar? Definitely. Enough salt? No. I haven't had enough salt. Are you finished with wringing your hands? Definitely. Finished with spiders and silks and creatures of glamour? Probably not. Winsome looks? Completely. Pity? Never. I feel pity right now for everyone who got broken, including me. Pity feels like a sore and swollen heart, leaking blood and tears so hot they sting. Imagine that. Stay there. Have you had enough wind? No. Enough earth? No. Enough water? No, not nearly enough. Enough dirt to walk on? No. Never, never.